mentioning all the things that our garage has been used for. I forgot how many pie-in-your-face church youth group contests have we had out there. It's just, we have the garage kind of open. I've got a corner of it set up as a one bay as kind of my workshop. We don't park there at all, and exposed enlarged area in the back is kind of where I have a gym and mirror and kind of a exercise bar for the girls to do their stretching and their ballet and all of that. But we've had the garage cooled in the summer for 20 years. And we've gone from a roof-mounted evaporative cooler that we would turn on in May and run till October, constant, just keep it turned on. Recently, in the last 6 or 7 years, we removed the evap cooler and actually put an air conditioner in the garage. It's called a split system. And it actually, in the long term, is so efficient, it costs less to air condition the garage than it does to evap cool.
And you have a masonry garage.
I have a masonry garage.
Foam-filled.
Foam-filled.
Your flat roof has 10 inches of foam,
insulation, and then foam block, and then R38 insulation underneath. It's built. The whole house is built to super cool. That's, you know, I've spent money doing that.
That's one thing a lot of people, I think, miss when they say, well, I want to put an air conditioner. Well, look at how well it's insulated, because otherwise you're going to be just throwing
killing yourself.
You know, a split is efficient as long as the space you're air conditioning is efficient.
Prepared for it, right. and evap cooling is a great option for cooling off a garage that isn't as insulated as it should be or has a west-facing door that can never be cooled off. And now they've got those patio pals and those shop blasters that come with the evap coolers that have the toolbox on top or the ice chest on top.
Two different units. They're both the same, where they have 5 wheels, so they're easy to roll around.
Really, even with the water reservoir completely full.
They've got a support one right in the middle for the fifth.
Yeah.
And then they both, one, the patio pal has a 114-quart ice chest that you can keep all your drinks cold in.
As the ice melts, the water goes into the reservoir, chills the pad down even farther. I mean, yesterday with the temperature in the mid-90s, I mean, it was spitting out air in the 60 degrees on the back
on the
patio. Yeah.
It was great. And then there's one for the garage called the shop blaster. And instead of the ice chest, it's a toolbox mounted on top. So wherever your workstation is, you can bring your tools and your cooling right in front of the hood of your truck or, you know, whatever it is you're doing right there. So you've got all your tools, and the toolbox has a built-in media system, so you can plug in your Rosie on the house on Saturday mornings while you're dinking around in your garage.
There you go. So I want to talk garage, but we've also got some calls and I want to honor them. They've been on hold for a little while. There is an open line, 1-888-767-4348, if you'd like to join the conversation. Romy, why don't we bring Brian in, calling from Chandler, has a question about his garage. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you doing?
Sass, super fantabulous.
Well, we do have a bit of a garage situation. I wondered we could get a recommended certified vendor if you have. But our situation is we just recently installed new garage doors, and the house is about 24 years old.
Okay.
But the flooring in the two-car garage side is heaving. And I just was listening to you this morning. I've been listening to you for years, but I was listening this morning, and I heard you talking about some options that you have.
Right.
I wondered if there is a way to get the concrete to go down. The little research I've done doesn't look promising.
It's not promising. Now, Brian, is this heaving out towards the garage door or in the middle of the floor?
It's right in the middle of the two car, because they do, there's 4 separate slabs, the front two towards the garage door side is actually up about an inch plus.
Ooh, yeah, that's lifted quite a bit. I'll tell you what you could do. When I tell you there isn't much you can do about that, one of the things you could do about that, you were asking specifically about getting a Rosie certified partner out there. There's a company in Phoenix called Arizona Foundation Solutions. The owner is Bob Brown, and he has patented a system that removes the moisture out from underneath the concrete slab. And if this is a cause of your heaving, expansive soils, it will re-lay back down. That's Arizona Foundation Solutions, 602-702-5390. If we can dry that ground back out, that slab will go back down. Heaving 99% of the time is due to some moisture problem.